Just wanted to preface that if I sound a little sick, I think I am once again. It's not like the flu or anything. I think it's just this weather that keeps going from hot to cold is really affecting me, along with a bit of stress. So, but I'll be okay. I think I'll be fine in maybe a few days, maybe by Monday, Tuesday, something like that. but anyways, hello, hello, everyone. It's finally the end of another roller coaster of a year. A part of me is happy that I'm here to see another year, but sad that this one is ending. Not that this year was a good year for me. It got better near the middle-ish of the year, but, I mean, it started off being one of the worst years I've ever experienced. As much as I would love to talk about that part, it gives me a bad taste in my mouth to bring up the events or the people that led up to such a terrible beginning. On the bright side, though, I just wanted to thank you guys so much for making the rest of my year better. Not just my patrons, but just anyone that has viewed any of my content this year. I'm honestly surprised that I even came back. When I first started my channel in 2021, I didn't think anyone would like my content. My old personal socials had a bunch of my artwork that basically were brushed under the rug due to algorithms and other things. I mean, my artwork isn't grand or anything, but I would have thought that it would have reached more people than it actually did. When I made my first video, I think it was the 7 minutes in heaven with a shy girl or something? Something like that. I was surprised to see it reached 6K in such a short amount of time. I didn't have a quiet, safe space to record it or my second video, and after my second video, a bunch of chaos was happening that caused me to be unable to continue ASMR, and I just had little hope of being a content creator since my boundaries seemed to be breached constantly, and I never had a quiet, private space to myself. Now that I'm with my parents again, though, I have more of a safe space to record, but it's hard because of children visiting me on my off days. The point of all that was just to say that I just didn't see anything going further with this channel, much less did I think I would even make a Patreon. I would have never seen that coming. I had little support at the time, and all I could think was, no one's going to like my content, no one's even going to see it, so I felt like the YouTube algorithm would do the same thing and just brush me under the carpet. At my lowest, I came back to the channel and made more audios, not thinking much of it, but ever since I came back, I've been greeted with kind words, a continuously growing audience, and just overall channel growth. I even started making goals for myself, which is something I have a hard time doing in my personal life. So, making goals for this channel made me surprised that I had something to actually look forward to, you know? Coming back made me realize that I had a passion for ASMR, and I'm so glad that you guys joined me on this wild ride. My YouTube channel and my Patreon wouldn't be growing without you guys, so thank you so much. Anyway, enough of the sappy stuff. Time to get to the other parts of this ramble. I'm still feeling extremely bad about not posting as much on Patreon. Maybe it's because of the way I look at my socials as both a content creator and a viewer, but I'm genuinely surprised that some are still recurring patrons since November. My heart, I genuinely can't thank you guys enough. All of you. But especially my first patrons who are still here. I know it's only been 2 months, but these were a wild 2 months for me. I didn't think the end of this year would be this hectic for me. And you guys watched as I struggled to balance my time with all the obstacles being thrown at me. From my dad's health, to my health, to just trying to balance my sudden new work-life schedule. It's just been very hectic. I can't apologize enough to everyone for my posts being so behind. I just have a problem with time management, but also just a sense of time. After the first COVID lockdowns in 2020, my sense of time had been even worse, and I've been getting all kinds of sick in a small 2-year time span. It's been making me consider going to the doctor more often. I don't know about you guys, but this has just been pretty crazy since the lockdowns. Didn't think I'd ever experience such a crazy thing to happen, but a lot happens in a century, so. But what I will say is, despite the fact that an apology won't change much, I'm trying to better myself next year. One of my friends bought me a planner for Christmas. Actually, he went all out and bought more than just a planner. I'm surprised that he even did that. And the letter he gave me, it was just so cute. I treasure it all. I plan on using my planner to help better my schedule and time block things so that I know when I should write, record, and post my audios. I have a lot of hope in this planner, so I hope that using it will help me do better. I know for some of you, you want me to prioritize other things, but the point of my ASMR channel was to get better at trying to manage my time and to also work on something I'm passionate about. Patreon was more so, it was the same, trying to help with giving me something to be passionate about, but also just another way for you guys to support me and just another way for me to have some income to help myself and my family out. I could go on and on about how much I like ASMR and how much I'm so glad that you guys gave me these opportunities, but I won't do that to you guys. Just know that I am prioritizing my health, but also trying to have some fun in my youth wherever I can. As I said in the New Year's post, I plan on trying to expedite December's audio to the end of next week since I'm so behind. It's just hard because of my siblings constantly trying to do stuff with me. They're very cute, and I do have fun with them, don't get me wrong. But they're not the quietest of people. And recording these audios, especially the not safe for work ones, with family in the background just doesn't sound like a good idea to me. So I'm planning on recording the not safe for work audios on one of my work days next week since no one should be home after my shifts. I'm also in the process of trying to write a few of the bonus audio scripts. I've been a little behind on those too. Working at a warehouse made me realize just how little energy I have. I do have more energy for ASMR, but I think that's because I don't have to be on my feet for 4 10-hour days. I just get to sit at my desk for as long as needed and take necessary breaks when needed. Can't really do that where I work, especially since it's a warehouse job, but I'm happy I was able to find something to monetarily support myself. My family and I are in a bit of a drought at the moment. Since COVID, my parents have been struggling to pay for necessities and bills, so I'm hoping my income will help them along with myself to pay or just pay off things. this is definitely a ramble. I keep forgetting what I was about to say. anything else? I'm debating on trying to make the safe for work audios more wholesome for the month of January, since it's the start of a new year, and these last few weeks have been quite a mess, and I need to hear myself say some encouraging words to help me get through the peak season at my job. I also still think I might backlog on audios I've done in the past year or two. I just want another place to have my audios other than my computer and YouTube in the event that anything happens to one of my socials. I've also just been trying to add thumbnails to audios already on Patreon. I'm not sure if it's because I just forget I can add thumbnails to audios on Patreon, or if it's just that I've been lazy, but it's probably both, if I'm honest. It's probably both. but yeah. And don't be afraid to comment or like any of my audios on Patreon. I just say that because I love feedback, whether it's just you saying you like the audio or if you felt like there were areas I can improve on. I appreciate every comment I get. Anything else? Let me think. I can't think of anything else. I think I'll just end this ramble here. Once again, I just want to thank you guys so much for supporting me. It doesn't matter if it's on Patreon or YouTube, if you're giving me a dollar on coffee or whatever. I appreciate that you took a chunk out of your day to spend it with me. Just the thought makes me feel less lonely. Don't forget to take care of yourselves, you know, rest, drink plenty of water, eat well, all that good stuff. And I can't wait to see what 2023 brings us all. Have a good day or night, and I'll see you all in the next year.